Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday to you. I'm here in studio in California with Dr. David Soup and Dr. Jill Hubbard's two doctors and an amateur. That's what we're doing here today. You guys doing all right?
We're doing good.
We're doing great. We're so excited to be together.
I love being together.
Yeah.
And so if you want to join us, here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love for you to join us. And by the way, we are streaming this live on Facebook. And so if you have New Life Ministries on Facebook, you can go there and you can watch as we do this while you're listening, and hope that you will. And I'll mention this. On Tuesday, we're going to have a special program with Zach Matchett. And Zach is a youth specialist. Dr. Jill Hubbard and I are going to be doing this. We're going to talk about teens, teen parenting issues. You know, this guy is one sharp cookie.
Can't wait.
And so if you know a parent of a teen, if you have one, if you've dealt with this and you need to recover from it, we've got something for everybody there. Dave, you've raised a few teens.
I got teenage grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty exciting. That's
a lot easier.
I would think so.
Just sit back and watch them. They've done well.
Well, you know, we have some teenagers. Actually, we only have one teenager, and everybody else is either in their 20s or preteen. Solomon's 12. Mm-hmm. But Madeline is 28, and she's a great example of it doesn't always have to be a horrible experience in the teens.
Oh, yeah.
And she's with us for 12 weeks in Indiana, lives in California, applied for an internship to get her master's degree in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
how cool.
I have 3 months with her. It's just the best thing.
That's got to be so special.
And she is such a blessing. Want to give you an update. Larry Sonnenberg, many of you know, fell, got hurt. He's at work. He's doing better. And he's just doing some great stuff. And continue to pray for him and his healing. He is new life. And we're praying for new life in that head of his. Mm-hmm. He got hurt.
Wow.
He hit his ribs.
His ribs
are very painful. So
he's got to take it careful for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But we'd love for you to join us at 1-800-229-3000. And if you can support us, well, a gift of any amount, we're going to give you something that's priceless. Change your thoughts and change your life. I mean, really, the Bible says that you can transform your life, Romans 12:2, by changing the way that you think.
And it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's very, very doable.
You know, that's what I tell people. I say, you know, it says change the way you think, and you think, oh, that's so easy. Almost impossible to
do.
Try it. Yeah, because you just fall back into the old
ways. We get stuck, don't we? We get stuck in those ruts of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, great book, and any amount, we will we'll send that to you. It's our gift to you, and don't forget Club New Life. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll go to your calls, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for 2 hours here today. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. Where I'm from, we're going to have about 6 to 12 inches of snow, so they say. Fun time. But we love you. We care about you. And hope that something we say is going to inspire you or maybe help you or give you some wisdom in dealing with somebody else that you care about. 1-800-229-3000. Or if you need help right now, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Finding Freedom is next weekend. That's the New Life Weekend. Whatever you're struggling with, I was just talking to somebody who's coming. It could really change everything for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, next week. We'll be back after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go to line one. Maria, I believe it is, Leesburg, Virginia, listening on the great station, WAVA. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Great.
I have a question about marriage and relationship. So specifically, how can you help me come up with a strategy for how to deal with a spouse that I know wants to help? So my husband is helpful, but he'll make commitments to take on certain responsibilities or to help me with a share of load and then not follow through. And I'm feeling frustrated, and I don't want to be angry, but I don't really know how to deal with it because he'll promise and he'll say, "Oh, I'll do that. I know you're busy, so I'm going to take this on for you." And then I trust, and then it doesn't get done, and it seems to happen over and over, and my frustration is growing.
Well, This is not a unique situation.
No.
In fact, I have a joke about this that. Women, you don't have to nag us when you tell us to do something. You don't have to, every 6 months, remind us that we said we'd do it. Because we do put stuff off. But it's a very serious thing.
It doesn't matter, is that what you're saying? Whether you nag or not?
No, I'm just saying we put it on the list, you know, and then things happen. But let me ask you this. Sure. Let's go beyond this. Is this the only issue that you have? Is this really the big thing that he just doesn't follow through on something he says he'll do?
Well, that's really insightful. I would say that probably the bigger issue is I feel like I can't trust him.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Like, yeah. In what areas can you not trust him?
So we've been married 15 years. I don't know. I think it would be hard to go through some of these things, but just in general, like, I just feel like there are a lot of little things that add up. And when you say, you know, about putting things on the back burner, I'm talking about even things like I've got to get the kids somewhere at a certain time and I kind of have a conflict. Now I could do it and I could drop one off early and he says, I'll take one. I'm not talking about, like, can you change the floor in the kitchen? I'm talking about, like, right now the kids need to be somewhere, and then they just don't get there, you know? Like,
yeah. So his
it's
word...
It's not a matter of it being on the to-do list.
His
and
word means nothing.
Later.
His
yeah,
word
do,
means
do you
nothing.
Think that he's sincere when he says it? Like, does he...
I do.
Is there a disconnect between what he says to you and actually the action?
I do think he's sincere, but I think there's like a glitch that happens where it evaporates from his mind. I'm not sure.
Right, mm-hmm. right. You know, like he wants to please you. He wants to help you. But then he's perhaps easily distracted and preoccupied.
Maybe. I mean, for this one about dropping one child off where she needed to be, I gave him the time, and I reminded him, like, oh, you guys have to go. She has to be there in 5 minutes. It was right down the road. But then 10 minutes and 15 minutes went by, and still nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I was there, so, and I'm busy, and I'm headed out the door, too. And so I didn't notice, and then I go out, and he's shoveling snow off the porch. And
How old is he? How old is he?
He's 47.
I mean, you could make a case. I mean, it sounds like early dementia. I mean, really, if you have to look at that. Has he ever had any kind of brain injury or anything like that?
No.
I mean, that's pretty radical. Know. And if it's not that, then
it's attention deficit disorder.
He needs it treated. It's not just it seems like it's one of those situations. It's not just him trying harder. There needs to be an intervention here.
Yeah, Maria, I think the way you've got to respond to it is to say that I know you mean well, but you're destroying my ability to trust you, and make it the trust issue, not the failure to act or the failure to respond.
That's
make
a
it
good
a trust
point,
issue.
Dave.
I can't trust you. You mean well, but you don't do well. Mm-hmm. And that means
your actions and your words don't match. Yeah. Therefore, I can't trust what you say.
And it's a trust issue. That's really the basic issue.
But here is,
and I've told him that. So now, what's the next step?
Okay.
I've told him that, and then I feel like the crazy one. Like, why am I making such a big deal?
But some of the things are
really big and very disappointing.
Look,
but I told him, you know, I feel like I can't trust you because you tell me you're going to do it, and I feel like the big, you know, I'm like the 45 wolf. Like you keep telling me you're going to do it,
Maria. Maria.
Yes.
Okay, so listen just for a little bit, okay? We get your frustration, but I don't think you should continue to harp on it or nag about it. I think you have to say, honey, I'm concerned about you, and we need to fix the problem because problems like this are fixable. Maria, when you explained that he says, I'm going to take the daughter and she has to be somewhere in 5 minutes, and he can't even just go get in the car, he's out shoveling or something like that, that's a pretty strong disconnection for whatever reason. So you say, look, we have to get some help here. We have to see if this is attention deficit disorder. There's medication for that, for attention deficit disorder. If that's not it, we have to see if there's some kind of physiological problem with your brain. If that's not it, then we have to get marriage counseling and discover what it is in you that doesn't care enough about what I say. Or it doesn't register.
Angry and passive aggressive.
Yeah, resist. Mm-hmm. Because this is.
Feels controlled, whatever it is.
This is not nothing.
Right.
It's something. Mm-hmm. And like Jill said, it could be passive aggressive, honey. You may not even know you're doing it.
Right.
You may be so angry. And here's the thing, you may be angry at somebody in your past, never resolved it, and I'm the beneficiary of that. Mm-hmm. And so. We have to get to the bottom of this because I love you, I care about you, and I don't think you want to be a man that says, okay, I'll take my daughter to get there within 5 minutes, and 15 minutes later, you're doing something else. We can't live like that. Something's wrong.
So
we have to get it fixed.
I'm curious if he has an explanation about it. Especially with the 5 minute one.
What does he say?
Well, I've told him exactly. Like I was almost laughing when I heard you say, you know, it's becoming a trust issue. I've told him that. And he says, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Which, you know, then this is starting to build up in me. I would love to hear what you would say is a normal, like, how people end up feeling being on the receiving end of this, because sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy. Like,
well, and,
okay,
and you have to hold...
I love Jesus. I don't want to get angry.
Okay.
But I'm saying...
So he hides kind of behind being the really nice guy who means well,
yeah,
right? But I think you have to hold up the discrepancy and say, okay, I hear you say that, and you've said that before, and yet here it is. It's happened again. So how am I supposed to make sense of that?
Yeah. I don't get an answer.
Your behavior and your words don't match. What do you think is going on for you?
The other thing is when you ask him to do something and he says he'll do it, say, well, forget that. I realize you mean well, but you don't follow through, so I'll work it out my own way and take it back from him.
But
and in backing away, you may make some room for him to kind of come out of the shadows as to what's going on.
But I'm saying...
Okay.
I think it's time that
you're taking it more seriously,
I think,
Steve.
Yes.
That's what you're doing. You're saying, let's get out of this.
Because it could be early dementia.
Let's get out of this kind of day-to-day thing and say, it's time that we do something about this.
Well, and does it happen like in his work? Does it happen in
I think it does, but he gets kind of defensive about that because, you know, there were some things I think that were happening at work. And when I said, when I talked to him about it, I said, I think this may be happening at work. He got, you know, that this is some of the confusion that's happening there. I think, so, like, what you think you're doing may not be what people are expecting you to do. And he got upset. But he also, this past summer, we had a discussion about it. And he said, he sent me an article that was really interesting about marriage and trouble when the, especially when the husband has something like ADHD or ADD, or there was something else that mentioned, you know, that the mom's trying to cope, and then she, you know, how like this anger kind of builds up, and then she ends up looking like the bad guy,
Maria,
gaslighting, which I feel like he does too.
Okay, Maria, I tell you, this is not just him being forgetful. There's something else here. You need to get it fixed. You know, we have Dr. Amen on all the time. He takes a look at the brain as an organ. And, you know, that's why I'm just kind of thinking, wow, wonder what's going on with that brain of his. But whatever it is, and especially hearing that it's a great question about work. I mean, it's there.
So
it's with you.
More evidence.
I think there may be an organ problem here. And I think you've got to, and only you can do that. Make the appointment. And you're in the D.C. area. I know there's an Amen clinic in the D.C. area. I'd go see. I'd have him checked out. That's what I'd do. And then if that isn't it, boy, I'd really get into some good marriage counseling. 1-800-229-3000. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so fascinating how we can attribute one thing to something has nothing to do with it. We make assumptions, and they're uninformed. And we've got to get the help. We've got to reach out and get the help we need for us to make an informed decision.
That's taking it seriously.
Yeah. Let's go to Cal. He's calling us from Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hey, Cal, how you doing?
Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's interesting. When I heard the description of your last caller, I thought it might have been my wife calling in talking about me.
Was it?
No, it was not. But
so
very similar.
Really?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I think over the years, I've called him before when I was at my wit's end and my wife was ready to leave me because of just foolish, forgetful choices. And I think there probably is an ADD component there, but really for me it was lack of discipline. And just being, and even to this day, I struggle. I have to, like, really, really, really work hard to not forget little details. And it always manifests itself in finances and things like that. Or scheduling or forgetting to pick somebody up or something like that. Thankfully, that hasn't happened.
Well, it sounds like to me you're aware of the problem. But what have you done about it? Or what's the question for us then?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a really good question. That's the hard part. I mean, I guess for me is, you know, how much, to what extent is the brain structure or physiology involved versus is this just something to manage? Because I know I can chart it on a calendar that every 3 months I let my hands off the wheel and I seem to screw up somewhere financially or discipline-wise. It's never anything really, you know, in a sinful way, like, you know, with sexuality or anything like that. It's really just simple day-to-day life that
managing life.
And for my wife, it's really been a death by a thousand cuts because it isn't a big thing, but there's a lot of little things.
So,
it can feel very intentional to somebody on the receiving end, Cal. And it can feel that way to you too. You know, very discouraging and like, oh, I got to do better. I got to do better. And why can't I do this? And you know, if you're not looking at the brain component, you're really beating yourself up for something that isn't completely in your control. So it's both. It's a brain issue as well as a management and a behavioral issue. You have to hit it from all sides.
I think I've come to a very similar conclusion after 10 years of manifesting itself in problems.
Right. Because it doesn't make sense otherwise, right?
So the question is, you know, are you...
That woman calling it.
Well, are you going to do what we're suggesting that her husband do? Are you going to find out what it is? Because I don't think it's just, you know, some accidental, habitual thing. I think there's a source that can be treated. The question is willingness. We'll be back.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I'm going to send to Cal and Maria, I'll send this book by Dave Stoop. It is Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Change Everything. It all falls in place, and we'll send that to you. But Cal, I just hope that along with your awareness and your desire for things to be different, that you've got the willingness to do whatever it takes. All right. Let's go to Bobby. I think we can go to Bobby. Is he available? Maybe not yet, but hang in there, Bobby. We'll go to you in just a minute. But how about we talk with Diane from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Diane. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hello. Nice to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, super. I have kind of a difficult question. You had mentioned to a caller last week that she had a suspicion about her husband, and you said, well, what is he doing? Is he like checking out every female that is around him? And I said, oh no, that's what my husband does. And it's getting to be a real problem. It's almost like a compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like he can't really stop. We've been married for 33 years, so it's a really long time. I think it's something that has kind of developed over time. I remember having a problem with this as long as 15 years ago, but in the last couple of years, when a new business was started, the intensity of it has really progressed significantly, and it's to the point where I'm actually kind of evaluating whether I even want to go into public places with him because it's so upsetting and hurtful.
It's horrible. Okay, yeah. So do you talk about it or not?
Yeah, I talk about it all the time. I'm not one to bury things or let things slide. So, for example, if he finds that there's somebody that is an attraction to him that he finds attractive, he will do this what I call staring, which is where he will glance and glance and glance like very frequently, like less than 10 seconds. It almost seems like a compulsion. And for so many years, he denied that he was doing that or that he knew that he was doing that until about 3 weeks ago, he finally admitted to me that he knew that he found himself doing that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was glad that he came to the point of admitting that, but it has gotten to such a degree that it is... I really, honestly, don't even really want to go into public places with him because it's just so upsetting.
So, you know what we call that, right? It's called lust. That's lust.
Yeah.
When a man stares at another woman. If a beautiful woman walks in the room, you know, with a bright dress and hair all fixed, well, a man's going to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, is he obsessing over it? Is he staring like your husband? And so when he continues to linger there, disregarding you, something has to change. He doesn't respect you is one angle. And the other thing is he is so caught up in this world of lust that he can't
choose. He's
not even
aware. Yeah. And I, Diane, you also mentioned that work had gotten more intense, or there was some things going on at work, and then
started.
Okay, and that you saw this intensify.
Absolutely.
Right. So this leads me to believe that this is a way that he deals with stress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a coping mechanism, and so you know this is what I mean. And I don't know what else he does. Maybe this is all. Makes me question that.
Right.
But you get freedom from lust by going to every man's battle. It's just that simple. You say to him.
He has to confront it.
It's time that you do something. Yes. I don't even want to go in public with you.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
He has to own it first.
Yeah.
And so, acknowledge that there's a problem, which is, sounds like he's starting to do.
And then you say this. I can only imagine... And I don't want to. I can only imagine what you do when I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you go talk to these people, or you stare even more intently. If you say things, if you come on to them, I can't trust you. I don't even want to go in public. You need to get help for this. Lust is as addictive as pornography. Pornography is definitely lusting, but that lust isn't just showing up in the form of a physical affair or pornography.
And it's interesting how, as you get older, a man like that often will do more than he will say something, or he will make some stupid remark.
The filter kind of
filter fades.
Yeah.
Fading filter problem.
So you got to deal with it now, and he's got to deal with it. And it's pretty serious if you won't go out with him. And he needs to understand that and get some help together.
So I'm going to send you the book Worthy of Her Trust for him to read. And you say, I want you to read this, and I want you to change. And 30 days from now, if there's no difference, you need to go to Every Man's Battle. We're not going to act like this doesn't exist. And now I want you to tell me, what do you do when I'm not around? When there's no restraint whatsoever? Because you can't even stop yourself from staring when I'm here. What is it like when I'm not? And I'm hoping that he's going to finally be so frustrated that he'll get the help that he does. He needs to respect you and honor you with his eyes. We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with some encouragement for you this week. If you struggle with anger, divorce, grief, weight loss, or many other things, we believe you can benefit from a life recovery experience. If you want to find a life recovery meeting, we can help you with that. Or if you want to know how to start a life recovery group in your church, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, and she can get you started. Also, we have an app for your smartphone or tablet. It allows you to live stream New Life Live and catch up on archived programs. You can read articles. There are short audio and video teachings as well. Just go to newlife.com and look for the download the app link. It's right at the bottom of the homepage. Steve, back to you.
Thanks, Terry. And, you know, a lot of times we want something, but because we have a perceived need, we don't get what we want. For instance, I might want an intimate relationship with somebody, but my felt need is I have to have control. Mm. Well, you can't be intimate if you're in total control.
Yeah.
So what do? You come to the New Life Weekend next weekend in Washington, D.C., and you find freedom from that. So often, we have these unresolved emotions. They create these obsessions of the mind, compulsions that we carry out. It's all part of survival, and we want you to quit surviving and start to succeed and thrive and experience God in a new way. And that's what we're going to do. It's not too late to sign up. Washington, D.C., the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, January the 25th, 26th, 27th. I teach. And then you go to work with a Christian counselor, and it'll change everything for you. You need freedom? You'll find it. You know, the Bible says the truth will set you free if you follow the teachings of Christ, and that's the problem. You see the truth, but you can't follow it. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You join me and a great team of people, and we'll help you transform your life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Finding freedom, the new life weekend. Let's go back to our phones. And how about we talk with, well, Bobby. Let's talk to Bobby from Dallas, Texas. He is on line, is that line 5 or 4? I believe that's 5. Bobby, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, Bobby.
Very well. Thank you for, hi, yes, can you guys hear me?
We certainly can. Can you hear us?
Okay, great.
Because yes, if you can't hear us, well, this is a big waste of time. Go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you very well. I love your show. Been listening to it for years. And, well, short, to the point, and I just really need some advice on how to approach my situation biblically. And I admire everything about what you guys do so much. But so I have a 20-month-old daughter out of wedlock. I am... I'm a believer. The mother is of a believer, too. That's not the issue. The issue, you know, we weren't married when we had a kid. Well, she's facing felony charges for attacking me with a baseball bat. You know, that's a whole other thing. But I want to know how to handle her narcissism. She kind of has a history. I didn't know this before we got to know each other and had the daughter, but she has a history of assault and charges, and then she has a history of little petty theft, like at department stores. So she had, you know, I started to find these things out after my daughter was born, and I'm just sort of, you know, I try to look in with myself on how to fix this situation because I know that I'm in control of what I do. I don't expect someone else to help me become
okay,
a better person.
So that's hold on a second.
Mike?
Hold on. Uh-huh. So what about these charges? Is she going to trial? What's happening there?
So her trial, yes, is coming up for the assault where she – that I have a video of her actually attacking me. I was holding my phone while she was attacking me the entire time.
But what's the – so you think she'll go to prison?
That's what I'm thinking, yes.
And so who will take care of the
– primary custody?
Who will take care of the child?
Me.
Okay. So So in the meantime, you're talking about, because I think in prison you don't have to worry about her narcissism or anything else like that, right?
Right, but I'm worried because my daughter won't have her mother. You know, that worries me.
But there's nothing you can do about that, right?
Well, I mean... they're going to probably take me to, you know, have me subpoenaed, obviously, go to trial. But no, other than that, no. I mean, you know, I've got to face the consequences like I do and like everyone else of our own actions. But I just don't know. I want to be as – I just don't know how to handle this right now, man.
Yeah, like, no, it's a lot. Are you, Bobby, feeling responsible for her going – possibly going to jail and feeling like you could somehow could you drop the charges?
No.
Okay.
No. It's because there's a pattern that
right.
The reason why I decided to press charges is because it wasn't the first time that she has violently
Good.
Attacked me.
So you're Good. She has a severe
yeah.
personality disorder
mm-hmm.
or two
mm-hmm.
or three.
Right.
Okay. So I love parents getting help,
mm-hmm.
transforming, but in some situations, my friend, you wouldn't want your daughter raised by a person.
As harsh as that sounds,
yeah.
if somebody is mentally ill,
right,
or has a personality disorder, it will create chaos in your daughter.
Yeah, and the older the daughter gets, mm-hmm. the more in danger she is, if mm-hmm. she's not right now, of the violence, the
right.
physical
being on
violence.
The receiving end.
Well, she also becomes the same thing.
Right.
All too often, because
yeah.
that's what.
So here's what you do. You
uh-huh.
you have to man up here. Can you do that? You
yes,
okay?
Sir,
and here's
absolutely.
What that means. You
yeah.
man up, and you disregard what she says to you. It can't matter what she says to you, okay? And the second thing is, you begin to prepare to become the greatest father you can possibly be. Because there are a lot of kids who had a single dad parent, and that dad brought other women into the life of his daughter. They loved her, nurtured her, were role models for her, and those daughters turned out to be spectacular human beings.
Is there a grandma?
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
What am I supposed to tell her whenever? What am I supposed to tell my daughter's like 2-3 weeks or a month or so into her being locked up? And
you're going to tell her
mommy's in timeout.
You're going to tell her. You're going to tell her the truth. You're going to tell her that. And how old is your daughter right now? 20 months. Did you say? At the appropriate time.
Her sister's. I'm sorry.
At the appropriate time, you're going to tell her your mom has a problem, and she's getting help for that problem. And one day she'll be back, and we hope that she'll be better.
Right, mom.
When she does,
mom didn't want to leave, but because she had a problem, she had to leave.
She had to leave, and we're hoping that while she's away, she'll get the kind of help that she needs. And she'll be different when she comes back. That's what
because
you tell
right
her.
Because right now she's not able to be a good mommy
and
to you.
And in the meantime, you don't need to worry about me. I'm going to be here for you no matter what. So you have to start making the plans to put some things that you love on hold. You created a baby. The baby needs to be the priority.
Yeah.
Right? Do you agree?
Yes.
And not being with the mother is probably the best thing for that baby because it is repeated.
And what you don't do is bring in a new person you're dating every week to in front of that child.
No, but you bring in your...
She never meets my friends like that, you know?
Okay, but if you have a mom or a sister... Family, you know, that you can bring.
Yes, I've got a very large, big family. I'm
you
very
bring no. family in.
Okay, now let me.
Yeah, let them teach you and help you.
Now, do you understand how you ended up as a believer creating a baby with a woman you weren't married to? Do you know how that happened? To a really sick woman.
Yes.
It happened because you don't have men in your life that matter to you. And that's why you're kind of flailing here, not knowing what to do. You've got to humble yourself, and you've got to get with some men that will help you be solid and firm as a father. Older men in the church, an older father,
Uncle.
Grandfather that is a counselor. You need man help right now so that you're not anxious. You're not scared, you're solid, and you're secure. Now, I'll send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder, because that's what you called about.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize. Yeah.
We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Hey, listen, we're going to do another program. Hang on if you're on. Or you can call us 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. By the way, we've also got this great Club New Life thing. And $30 a month. If you join right now, we'll send you a thumb drive, 4 teaching videos from Mylon and Kay. You've not seen these before. Anger and the Love Styles, Parenting Your Adult Kids, Talking to Kids About Sex, and 12 Questions That Will Change Any Relationship. It's our way of saying thank you. If you increase your giving, we'll send it to you also. Help us help others, please. Maybe God is moving you to help us in a way you've never helped before. We need that help. God's doing great things through New Life, and we hope and pray you'll be part of that too. Now, if you're on the line, hold. I want to go to Denise, Washington, D.C. She is on line 8. There you go. Denise, welcome to New Life. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Keith?
Doing okay. How could we help you?
Well, I was calling because I have an adult daughter who's in her early 30s who is a marriage and family counselor.
Okay.
And she got out of a 7-year marriage with a gentleman that I can only describe as having some narcissistic personality issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she immediately went into another relationship with a guy who seems to have those same problems. And she's just accepted his proposal to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And her father and I have been trying to, and he's not a Christian. The other gentleman professed to be a Christian. This guy is straight up says he's an atheist. And her father and I have been trying to be, you know, kind and helpful to him and to her and not trying to be the ugly Christians he talks about.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to figure out the path forward here. I mean, what do we do to help her to see that she's repeating this pattern?
Okay, so here's something I learned from Dave and Jill. It's amazing. Life makes sense. Life makes sense. So I want you to look at the situation, and I want you to tell me why she's doing this, because there's a reason. So what is it? What happened to her? Why is she desperate? Why is she blind? You tell us. Give it your best shot. Life makes sense.
Okay.
What makes sense of all this? Why would a person like her do this stupid thing?
We've been asking that same question, and we've been looking back at our family history and the way that we, you know, raised her. And I mean, she was always kind of a rebellious kid. And you know, my mother, has, we've realized my mother has some narcissistic stuff going on. My father did. So we're looking at some of our behaviors and say, okay, well, maybe there's some things we did when we were younger that it makes her comfortable with people who do some of these things. I mean, we've worked on ourselves trying to overcome that. We've been married for almost, you know, 5 years.
All right. Let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. What has your husband said to her about the situation she's in?
Well, to be honest, I've done most of the, you know, talking with her.
Why?
He said a couple things.
Why just you?
He's let her know he's not happy.
Well, that's not exactly going to help the situation.
It sounds, Denise, that her father has been kind of distant from her. From what you're describing,
yeah.
And she's longing for that closeness and
that specialness.
The person with a lot of narcissism in them, they promise a lot, and once they get you caught, then the promises are seen as empty. So he promises the closeness, mm-hmm. but then he can't perform once they get married.
Well, he loses interest, right?
Yeah.
Right, because the promises are all about the drawing a person to you.
Right. Winning.
Winning, yes. So winning. It's all about winning.
It is.
So your husband needs to get into the mix there in terms of talking with her about his relationship with her and how she views him. And he may be very idealized by her. And so she's idealizing the guys that she's going out with.
Imagine she's about to jump into a pot of boiling water, and her father says, "I'm not happy with you." No, that's not what you do. He does everything he can to connect with her, mm-hmm. to show that he loves her. He wants to spend time with her, even if he's not happy. And he tries to become a force in her life that isn't there right now. He tries to step up and be the father she needs right now. And then he goes to the guy and he says, "I can't tell you how much I want you to move on from my daughter, because you don't believe the things she believes. We like you. You're a wonderful guy. But she just left a guy. And it's the same thing. And once you get married, she's going to not be happy with you." I mean, if I was that dad, I would do everything I could. And maybe I'd make a mistake or two. But I'd do a lot more than just say, "I'm not happy with you."
Better to make a mistake now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Let her make a mistake.
And you cannot, for the sake of we don't want to be the mean Christians, you can't not do the things you need to do.
Well, and he'll use that. You know,
sure.
That's kind of how held hostage,
yeah.
right? Like, oh, we've got to be the good example of a Christian. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we just reinforce his case.
And
right?
so I'm telling you.
But here's the other thing. She's a marriage and family therapist. What kind of therapy has she gotten? And I would be concerned go ahead.
Well, when she left the last husband, because he was having an affair. When mm-hmm. she left him, she went straight to this guy who was one of her boyfriends in high school.
Okay, so you know what, Denise, I'm sorry.
Going back to something.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we are running out of time. And I think, you know, if she's going from person to person and not getting the help, you know, her emotions are overriding her intellect. And I would be bringing up, you know, sweetheart, we know that you think this is the one, but we're concerned that you haven't gotten some therapy. It's what you do. It's what you believe in. And you haven't gotten some help for yourself and the two of you together. And we'd like to see that happen.
Mm. Well, I'm going to send Take Your Life back, and I want you to give it to her. And I tell you, she's the one that needs to be with us in Washington, D.C. next weekend.
Yeah.
Because she is not free, and it's just so sad. So I am saying overreact, Dad. Overreact. And all the mistakes you make will be in the name of "I loved her," not "I just wasn't happy." 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us for the next hour. We're going to tape a program right here. 1-800-229-3000. 3000. You can go to the app. You can hear this program again. Let somebody listen to it. You can join us online, newlife.com. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All of that is right there. We want to help you, and we want to help the people that you love, but you got to call us. We also need your help. And if you can support us, it's all the same phone number and website, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. I really believe that God had you listen today for a reason. It's not an accident. And I believe that if you'll be willing to do something that you've never done before, it could change everything. And that could all start with a phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. See you next time. Hang on if you're on the line. 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.